Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, February 6, 2023. Stand up for your country. Lots of news today. Lots of things you should know, and we are here to provide all that information and analysis. Remember that Fifth Dimension song, Would You Like to Ride in My Beautiful Balloon? I was thinking about that all weekend. We just said balloon all over. And people were really into it. People were really into this Chinese balloon zipping around. And we're going to have really good analysis of this whole thing, stuff you haven't heard, coming up in a few moments. And I'm going to send the Fifth Dimension song to President Xi over in Beijing. But I've got to get to the State of the Union because a lot of things going on in this country right now. And they all affect you. I mean, it's dicey. Here. It's not like we're in a zone of competence. We're not, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So, Americans are down, as they should be, on our elected leadership on the federal level. Some states are run okay. New York is absolute chaos, absolutely across the board insane where I am right now. But some states are pretty well run. But federally, the folks have had it. So I'm going to give you a bunch of polls, and I'm not doing the Trump DeSantis polling stuff or any of that because it's not relevant right now. It will be, I would say, in April or May. Okay, but now it's just too murky. But these polls are, I'm not going to say they're accurate because I don't trust polling in general, but they are reflective of what I believe is going on in this country. So the first one is Washington Post, ABC News, Democrat 26, Republican 25, Independent 40. Okay, that's fair. First question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling the job? Approve 42, disapprove 53. That's a bad number. How would you feel if Biden is re-elected as president in 24? Positive 36, negative 62. That's a horrendous number. Right there. How would you feel if Trump is elected for another term in 24? 43 positive, 56 negative. Not a good number, but not nearly as bad as Biden. Isn't that interesting? And finally, if the 2024 presidential election were being held today and the candidates were Trump and Biden, for whom would you vote? Now, I just contradicted myself. And I'm going to give you this number because it's just a curiosity, but don't take this literally, not yet. Okay? Trump 48, Biden 44. You know, it's too fluid right now, particularly on the Trump side. Biden, obviously, in this ABC poll, people know he's not doing a good job. All right, let's zip over to the Associated Press poll. Democrat 43, Republican 39, Independent 19. First question, would you like to see Joe Biden run for president in 24 or not? Yes, 22%, no, 78. Now that is, for the Associated Press, with mostly Democrats over Republicans being asked, that's crazy number for Biden. And the third poll, Rasmussen, Democrat 35, Republican 33, Independent 32, fair. Should President Biden run for re-election in 24? Yes, 32, no, 56. If Biden does run for re-election, should Kamala Harris be the VP? Yes, 39, no, 48. A better number for Harris than for Biden. So the day before the State of the Union, the folks, the voters, think Biden's doing a bad job. Now, you wouldn't know that by listening to the corporate media, would you? You wouldn't know it because they still cover for Biden. Yes, once in a while, like on a document thing, they'll come out. They have to do that. They're ordered to do it. They being the anchors and pundits, they're ordered to do it. I'll explain this to you again because it's important. Each morning, every television news agency, okay, has a meeting about 8 a.m. where all the poobahs, the managers, the producers, they're either there on the phone. And they set the most important stories of the day for whatever news agency it is. And everybody hears that. You cannot go off that reservation if you work for NBC or ABC or CNN. You can't. Now, when I worked at Fox, never participated in a call, ever. Not one time in more than 20 years. All right. I had one of my producers listen in, but unless there was something extraordinary, he never even brought it to my attention because I would lay out, as I do here on the No Spin News, all right, what I believe is important to you. All right. My mandate is you, not some corporate manager. Okay. It's always been that way. It's always in my whole career been that way. How does the story, how does the situation affect the American people? Period. I don't want to hear about any corporate agenda. I don't want to hear about any advertiser. And to Fox's credit, they absolutely allowed me to do that every single day. The only access they had, the Fox management, was I would write, and to this day, I do the same thing, my material, and it would get put into a computer. So the words you hear me said on Fox were written, and they could read that. And I remember maybe in 20 years, three or four times where I'd get a call going, do you really want to do that? And I'm not unreasonable. I would discuss it if they felt it was a serious matter, but very rarely. Now, here on the No Spin News, I don't use a teleprompter because I don't have the time constraints that I had on Fox. I don't have to hit computerized breaks. I talk to you. Okay, now all of this comes from me, and all of my notes on the page come from me, no one else. The research comes from my staff. So it's a little bit different now. But getting back to the agenda, it's a corporate agenda. So with Joe Biden, the corporations that run the media companies want him to succeed because they don't want Trump and the Republicans back. They hate them for ideological reasons, primarily, not policy reasons, Trump governed pretty well, as we have extensively analyzed. Okay, so a lot of people feel, well, Biden, he's going to run for re-election, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. The folks don't want him. Okay, they don't want him. Now, I predicted that he will not run for re-election, as you all know, if you follow us. Maybe I'll be wrong. But the odds of him winning re-election, like this, unless it's Trump versus Biden, and then the corporate media will dig up something on Trump. You know it's going to happen. And it's not fair, it's not right, but you know it's going to happen. Okay, so the Biden propaganda team, their job, and that's the only job they have, is to try to persuade voters that Biden's doing a good job. So Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, who's done probably the worst job I've ever seen of a cabinet member at the federal level. I mean, the airlines, it just dissolved right before our eyes. Okay, that's him. So he goes on ABC yesterday. Roll it.
He is an absolutely historically successful president, and I want to see that continue. Again,
so
I got,
you want him to run again?
Look, I'm when I'm appearing in this capacity, I can't talk campaigns and elections, but let me say this. I'm incredibly proud to be part of this team that he has built and to be part of the results that he is delivering. The biggest infrastructure package since Eisenhower, the most significant economic achievement package since FDR.
Now, that's propaganda. That's what that is. Now, Buttigieg, he wants to obviously curry favor with the Biden people because Buttigieg would like to run for president. Okay? But when he says stuff like that, no one takes that seriously, not even the people who support Biden. You can't. And now I'll explain why you can't. So today, nothing on Joe Biden's schedule. But unlike most days when I mock the president, excuse me, for being lazy and disengaged. Today, I understand he's got to go over the State of the Union speech, and he needs 2 days to do it. Now, my sources tell me he doesn't write anything, but Trump didn't write anything either. But Trump went over it with a Sharpie, taking out, putting in, and then when he would deliver his speeches, State of the Union and others, he'd wander off the script. Biden didn't do that. Okay? So I don't know, and I have to be honest, whether Biden edits anything. I don't know. Okay? I assume that his wife, Jill, and we'll get to her in a little while, she reads the speech. It's already written for him. And then she and Biden together go over it. That's how I think it's done. Because she can focus Biden, whereas the other Biden, he'll just leave the building mentally. All right. Now, what we can expect tomorrow is what you just heard from Buttigieg. Since FDR, there has not been a greater president. He's the best guy. Nothing's his fault. Nothing's his fault. And that's a mark of a narcissist, by the way. A narcissist is somebody who will never admit, no matter what the facts are, that they are at fault. Listen to this soundbite. Go.
Are you taking blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
Okay, so that's just bull. So inflation when Trump left office was 1.4%. It's like inflation was rising? No, it wasn't. The highest inflation rate under Trump in 4 years was 2%. It fell to 1.4 in his last year. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget. and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So Biden, you know, you could say he's lying, and he is, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't know anything. They tell him stuff, and he spouts it out. Now, as far as the economy, we weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in economic difficulty. Does the word COVID mean anything to you, Joe Biden? Remember, when the election happened of 2020, all right, COVID had stopped the entire economy. Cold. But Biden's not going to say that. He's going, no, I created all these jobs. Yeah. So when the COVID restrictions were lifted, then everything ramped back up. You think he's going to say that? No, of course he isn't. So this is the problem with the State of the Union. It used to be, and I remember them because I've had to cover them all the way back to Jimmy Carter. It used to be, okay, you disagree with whatever president says. All right. But now it's just one long propaganda show. Now, what you'll see tomorrow night is there'll be fact check. We'll do it. I'm going to have my producers fact checking everything he says. Okay? And I don't know if I'll have enough time tomorrow night, and I'll explain in a moment what we're going to do. I don't know if I'll have enough time to do all the fact checks, because every paragraph is going to be a distortion. How do I know that? Because that's what he's done for 2 years. Nothing is his fault. He never makes a mistake. Trump was like that too. You got to be honest. And people now in political circles, they see that. Oh, you know, we can't. There's a change now. The media is the change, because the media is rooting for the Democratic Party, so whatever a Democrat says is going to be unchallenged, unless it's so horrendous like the documents in Biden's garage. Okay, so I'm going to have to sit there tomorrow and listen to this, I know I'm just going to be going like, but I'll do it. So we're not going to have a formal no-spin news tomorrow night, which goes up on BillO'Reilly.com at 6. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, our distributors throw it out there. The First TV, the radio stations get it, more than 100 of them. So we will not have a formal no-spin news on Tuesday, all right? But as soon as the State of the Union is over, I will be live on the First TV and BillO'Reilly.com. So you'll have to wait. There's a little bit of a separation as we get the editing process up on the website, but it'll be there. So if you can get the First TV, it's DirecTV. We're on there now all over the world. Watch me there. If not, just go to BillO'Reilly.com and there it'll be, just like our No Spin News every night. And, you know, my analysis will be fair. I'm not in business to distort, and I certainly don't want to be a propaganda guy. And I was going to tell you, I get thousands of pieces of mail every week from all over the world, all right? If you think or you see or you suspect that I'm distorting anything, please, I'll read your letter. You know I will. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, of course. We've got to know you're a real person. And then on the message boards, if you're a premium or concierge, remember BillO'Reilly.com, the message boards are there every night. You post what you want. We look at it. Make sure there's no defamation. We don't permit any of that. And then I'll take some of those comments off the message boards. But I want to know, sincerely want to know, if I do something that you believe isn't fair or isn't grounded in reality. Because that's what separates us from everybody else. And that's why I think now we're the most prosperous independent news agency in the world. I don't think there's anybody else at our level. Tremendous achievement, by the way. Okay, so that's tomorrow. And that's the memo. So let's get to the balloon.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
A friend of mine in Boston, very smart woman. She goes, I can't take my eyes off the balloon. She's texting me. I said, they're going to shoot it down. I knew they were going to shoot it down, but I didn't know when. Okay, because they didn't really want to shoot it down. The Biden administration didn't want to shoot it down because there'll be unintended consequences and they don't want to deal with that. So I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. I'm sorry to keep saying BillO'Reilly.com, but it's very important you know where you can get information. The message is there right now on the balloon and what happened. So let's make the key points. Number one, you got to shoot the balloon down. And they shot it down in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. Fine. I didn't buy they couldn't shoot it down over Montana because something might hit somebody or a moose might get hurt or whatever. That was a bunch of bull. Number two, before you shot it down, there are procedures you have to take if you're a responsible country. And forget the cable news pundits. They couldn't care less about any of that. So the first thing you have to do is alert the Chinese ambassador in Washington. Hey, what's this? And get their reaction. So the Chinese go, well, it's a civilian balloon, which is a bunch of garbage. Oh, yeah? What do you mean it's a civilian? Is there somebody in it? Is this around the world in 80 days here? Remember that? That movie? It's the best picture of the year. Guy gets in a balloon, he's zooming all over the place. Is that what it is? So that's a lie. And then after you give the Chinese a reasonable amount of time to say what this is and why they're doing it, and they give you a BS answer, then you go, sorry. But here's the kicker on it. The Biden administration knew early last week that this balloon was in U.S. airspace in Alaska. And like the documents in Biden's garage, they kept it quiet. They didn't say a word to the American people. Now, there are American citizens in Alaska. Are there not? And those people up there in Homer and Anchorage and Juneau, they have no idea. This thing's floating across there. And then it gets down into the continental USA, and then the story breaks. So why were you covering it up? Just like you did with the documents in the garage and in the place in D.C., the think tank place. Why? See, now the corporate media doesn't even ask that. I looked around for a soundbite. I couldn't find a soundbite on it. What are you doing? When there's a hostile nation floating something above this country, the folks have a right to know about it. Do they not? Why didn't you tell anybody? That's the story. And in the message of the day, I tell you why. Because Biden's not the commander in chief. He's not, as Bush the younger once said, the decider. It's consensus inside the White House. And it took them days to figure out what to do because they don't want to start a conflict with China. It's not that they're afraid, we're afraid of China. I wouldn't say that. The Biden administration is not confrontational. It's reactive. You saw what it did in Afghanistan. Let's just get the hell out of here. We don't want to deal with it anymore. They don't want to deal with Xi. And Xi did this balloon business to test, see how Biden would react. So he had to shoot it down. And that's what the generals finally told him. You can't let this go. Biden wouldn't have made it.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right. China says that America used indiscriminate use of force. It's so absurd. And I hope that these divers out in the Atlantic get what was going on. Usually what this is that you have a balloon sending intel back to Beijing through the satellite process. That's what this is. So the satellites are way up there, but the balloons can get down retail and see the air bases that we have and things like that. But the divers, if they recover stuff, they should be able to see what the structure was. That would be an interesting story. So the first thing that happened, and I knew this was going to happen. First thing after the balloon hysteria hits and everybody's yelling and screaming, the Biden administration comes out with, well, they had balloons under Trump. I knew that was going to happen. I didn't know the exact time, but I knew it. So the Department of Defense, anonymous source, of course, no name, all right, puts out that at least three balloons transited the continental United States under Trump, prior administration. Again, anonymous source. It's all over the internet. You saw it. I'm sure you heard about it. No, Trump did it. No, it happened under Trump. Trump goes, no, it didn't. Now, I don't know. But if I'm going to put money on this, I'm putting money on the Trump administration. So five senior Trump administration officials, all anonymous, unfortunately, told Politico, never happened. Bolton, national security advisor, who hates Trump, said, didn't happen. And Grinnell, former acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grinnell, said this. I'll read it to everybody. It never came up. If a balloon had come up, we would have known. Someone in the intelligence community would have known, and it would have been bubbled up to me to brief the president, unquote. Now, I'm believing them. Now, you can say, well, O'Reilly, you believe what you want to believe. Not a bad argument. But here, the evidence pretty overwhelming. Bolton's name is on it. Grinnell's name is on it, and five other anonymous sources. On the, it happened under Trump, one anonymous source. So where are you going to go? Fascinating. Okay, are we up to date on the balloon? Let's go to the border. So NBC News is reporting that 600,000 migrants have been released into the USA with no court date. Nobody knows where they are. It's way more than that. Way more than that. They want to, most of them want asylum, but they don't know what to do and all of that. Now, tomorrow in the State of the Union, Biden's got to say something about the border, but here's what he's going to say. Write this down and you'll be proving me right. He's going to say, we're working to solve the problem with all these other countries. But the main problem is Congress won't pass comprehensive immigration reform. And I have to get that. I want that. And then the Democrats will all go, ah, and the Republicans will sit there. Now, what's comprehensive immigration reform? Every undocumented migrant in this country now gets a free pass, gets to stay, gets amnesty. You heard Chuck Schumer say it. Everybody. Doesn't matter how they got here. Doesn't matter what laws they violated. Doesn't matter if they have DUIs. Doesn't matter. Republicans are never going to vote for that. There's not one Republican in the House or Senate going to vote for that. Everybody knows that. So when you hear the word comprehensive, it's amnesty. It'll never get solved until the Republicans control both houses and the presidency, which they did under Trump, and it still didn't get done. I don't know why. All right, let's go to the cops, law and order. CBS poll, okay, 2030 U.S. adults. Here are the questions. Regarding how police operate, what would you like to see happen with police departments in the U.S.? No changes needed, 11%. Minor changes, 42%. Major changes, 47%. So it's essentially 53%. Leave the cops alone, 47 major changes. Second question, how would you rate your local police? very good 28, somewhat good 50. That's 78%. The local cops are good. All right. 22% say they're bad. In general, do you think police in most communities treat black people better than white people or vice versa? Black people better than white, 7%. White people better than black, 47%. Equally 46%. That's interesting. So it's 53 have no beef about cops' interactions with blacks. 53%. I'm surprised on that. Now, progressives, for all of this reform, police reform, destroying cities. Everybody knows that. All the stats are there. The progressive left destroying the criminal justice system. Police are resigning, retiring, record numbers in many places. Let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Nice little town. Okay? Smoky Mountains, right off the Skyline Drive. Nice climate, fairly sophisticated place, good restaurants. A lot of people move in there. You know, cost of living, not crazy. Crime is up 200% since progressives took over running Asheville, North Carolina. This is according to WLOS, the ABC television affiliate there. 200% surge in January, okay? Asheville has 94,000 citizens. Violent crime up 31% in 4 years. Now, for Asheville, that's huge. That is not known as a crime center. Oh, progressives, you want reform, you're going to have a collapse of criminal justice. Super Bowl coming up Sunday. I will be there. Later on in the week, I'll tell you the strategy. And the Super Bowl is the most powerful capitalist demonstration on the planet. I, your humble correspondent, will be right in the middle of it, reporting back to you. So the Super Bowl adds $6.5 million for 30 seconds. This is according to Variety. They did a study to find out what ads worked and what ads did not. First, one of the ads that was successful. Go.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.
So I guess Pringles make you get married and have a baby. I don't know. But they loved it. Pringles sales went up. Super Bowl ad. Here's a Super Bowl ad that did not work.
You got a delivery, Dovey.
Yeah, Big Bird. You can get all sorts of things delivered from the neighborhood.
The neighborhood?
All from the people in your neighborhood. The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. They're the master chef.
The burger flipper, too.
The corner store owner bagging low-fat milk with gum and pink shampoo. They're the culinary artists with delicious cuisines.
The famous cookie shop in the magazine.
Too much going on there. I didn't know really what that was either. Okay, Super Bowl. On Wednesday, we're going to tell you about, in a Smart Life segment, Super Bowl food, what's up and what's down. All right. Last night, the Grammys, didn't watch. Don't really know who these people are. Bad Bunny was there. He's my pal, Bad Bunny. Not really, but I love the name. And so was Jill Biden. Roll the tape.
A song can unite, inspire, and ultimately change the world. Beginning this year, the Recording Academy is presenting a new award recognizing a song that responds to the social issues of our time, and has the potential for positive global impact.
Okay. Now, I don't know. Somebody named Shervin Haljapur won. But you're going to be seeing more of Jill Biden. Jill Biden is now going to go out front. That's the reason I ran the clip. See more and more and more of her. Wait, you see. Stay in history, February 6, 1959. Cuban revolutionary leader Fidel Castro, interviewed by Edward R. Murrow of CBS. Castro had just taken over that country, Cuba. And here's the interview. Go.
What about your personal safety? This is something you must think about, or doesn't that worry you?
Really, what I think is that I have no time to think of my personal safety.
Is it true that you go wandering about the streets occasionally all by yourself?
Yes, of course. I like to be alone most of the time. My friends don't like, and sometimes they come with me. But really, I don't like to be with personal world.
Tell me, Fidel Castro, are you concerned at all about the communist influence in Cuba?
Oh, I am not worried because really there is no threat about communism here in Cuba.
No, don't worry about it. Now, that was a very interesting interview that happened, 62 years ago, 63 years ago. And Edward R. Murrow was an excellent journalist. So he started in World War II, and then he was with Cronkite and Andy Rooney and all those guys over in Europe. And he came back, and then he did great interviews and documentaries. And he was a guy that, you know, the old timers. You know, I picked up Mike Wallace, but I knew Murrow, but I was a little kid when he was in there. He died in 1965 at age 57 because he's a chain smoker. But that interview was fascinating. All right, we got final thought and the mail in a moment. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. Troy Fairchild, Merchtown, Pennsylvania. Bill, knowing that Joe Biden might put his State of the Union address out there, I'm sure the new Speaker of the House won't lower himself to what Nancy Pelosi did. No. McCarthy was not going to tear up Biden's speech. That was the worst. John Loftus, Leroy, New York. Please answer this, O'Reilly. It's my 11th letter. Hunter Biden news continues to be dismissed by the media, public not getting the message. What can we do? John, I get thousands of letters, okay? I'm sorry I didn't answer them, but we only have a finite amount of time here. But I disagree. Everybody knows about the Hunter Biden thing. Everybody knows. Norman, concierge member Norman gets direct access to me. As a former teacher, I can tell you the best way for teachers to help students develop their minds and teach them critical thinking. O'Reilly's right. Too much of what's being taught these days based on opinions, not facts. Yeah. I mean, the Kool-Aid is in a lot of these schools, no doubt about it. Michael, concierge member, if schools are privatized, then who sets the curriculum? The principals of the private schools. They set it. In public schools, the school boards. But you go to private school and it's contained into two or three individuals. Della Davis, Lexington, Kentucky, enjoy the No Spin News. On the subject of deception, did you ever try to prove a liar wrong? Hard to do. Sure. And they'll never admit it. Never admit it. Absolutely hard to do. Mark Bradich, Struthers, Ohio. My wife and I are attending the Super Bowl as well. You have any advice on how to enjoy the moment? Get everywhere early. Okay, if you're going out to dinner, make your reservations now. It's going to be a zoo in Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun. And just walk around, stroll around, get to the park early, you know, just take in the ambiance. It's quite a spectacle. Dale Dalton, Los Angeles, outstanding interview with Mike Pompeo, the best anywhere. Thank you for your excellent newscast. You're welcome, Dale. Bill Clark from Boston, just wanted to reach out and say that I received your Killing book series for my son as a Christmas gift. I just finished my first one, Killing Kennedy. Fantastic read. You have a great son, Bill. He gave you all 12 Killing books. What a guy. Enjoy it. You'll be much smarter after reading all 12. Patrice Erickson, Arlington, Texas. My granddaughter's thinking about pursuing a degree in broadcasting. You have any recommendation for school in Texas that still teaches ethics? Texas A&M is probably the most fair school in Texas. But that's a concierge question. Concierge members can write to me about their kids and grandkids and all that. But I wanted to, Patrice, give you a heads up on that. Richard Varvel of Valparaiso, Indiana, resisted for years, finally ordered the Stand Up For Your Country mug. I resisted because who needs another coffee mug? Well, yours is not another coffee mug. It's beautiful, the American flag, and made in America. I'm telling you, we have great products on BillO'Reilly.com. Polo shirts are great, and I hope you all go there because that helps us out. Where the day not be supercilious. Super, SUPERCILIOUS, when writing to me. Back with final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. It's important that you tune in to see my analysis tomorrow of the State of the Union. We're going to try to advance this a little bit. I said at the beginning of the broadcast, we're in a crossroads here. Recession, maybe, maybe not. Inflation, still hurting everybody. But watch Biden's demeanor. Watch his body language. You know, you have to sit through the whole thing. I'll have it for you. But tomorrow night, you know, it's history. We will be there right after. Thank you for watching the No Spin News and listening on our radio stations. We'll see you tomorrow after the State of the Union.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.